Thought about shooting instead. Olberding fires. That one's a little strong off the heel. Backside rebound for Rosenberger. And now Troy, their first opportunity.
First defensive possession. Troy really kind of switching on everything, kind of running an out extended zone.
Troy had it knocked away, and Hartman tried driving. It hit off Olberding and out of bounds.
And so if you're going to hit outside shot, it's going to force him out of that zone, but it forced a bad shot and a quick rebound up the floor with the Trojans.
So here is Rosenberger to throw in the inbounds here for Troy. Their first offensive possession here, 30 seconds in, no score. The thinking about a three was Blevins, instead turning it down and now turning it over as they tried to find Rosenberger on a backside cut, but he was out of bounds.
Yeah, again, that's something that if your coach, Rodville, he wants that shot to go up there early on in the possession like that from Logan Blevins. Had an opportunity but chose otherwise, results in a turnover.
This is a long and athletic Nemaha Central team with the basketball. Caden Peterson trying to get it off to Olberding on the wing. Does so there. Works it back top of the key. Schmelsley over to Free on the wing right. This is a Nemaha Central offense putting up 53 points a game. Here's a floater by Peterson from the free throw line, and that's all touch.
Yeah, again, he averages just over 9 points a game, but who's going to score other than Colby Free? There's going to be a lot of guys that have got to step up for the Thunder, and right there Peterson does.
Nice backside pass. Geiger fell to the floor, no call, but he puts it in for two, and a quick bounce back there as Geiger ties it up. Here's Schmelsley, quick, left his feet, and did he get the pass off in time? He did not. He's called for a travel.
Turnover there. Just speeding yourself up too much there. If you're Nemaha Central, just slow things down, get things set up in your offense.
We're on a full-court press, and at the top of that 1-2-2, you got 6'8 Colby Free leading the charge.
Yeah, kind of hard to see over him, huh?
Here is Blevins getting by a couple defenders. A lot of contact. That could be a jump ball, but they're going to say he landed on the out-of-bounds line, and another turnover for Troy, so some early contact, and the refs letting him play.
Yep, turnover on the Trojans, and it could have been a jump ball, could have been a travel because he held onto it, fell to the ground. Regardless, if you're a Thunder fan, it goes the way of Nemaha Central. They have the basketball.
2-2 tie, not quite 2 minutes in. St. Mary's awaits the winner in the championship game on Saturday afternoon. Here's Schmelsley dumping it down, knocked away, good defense, but out of bounds. As Bo came on the backside to alter that pass. Nemaha Central, though, keeping this Troy defense, giving up about 45 points a game. Only two losses against two teams that are competing atop the NEKL in Valley Falls and Moorhill Mounts Academy. There's a missed three from the right corner. The backside rebound by Olberding for another possession here.
Those will continue to get put up by Nemaha Central, but you're seeing them now really work their offense against this defense by Troy. It's settled into a man-to-man.
How about Free pulling up from 16, all 6'8 of them. He can put it on the floor. He blocks shots. It is just a tough matchup. Colby Free makes it 4-2.
Nice press break here by the Trojans.
Here's Blevins with it up top, Rosenberger. Now they settle back into the half court here. They want a post touch here. Hartman on Free. Little body. Might have been partially blocked by Free, and now it's bouncing around underneath, and then it's picked up by Nemaha Central.
Yeah, good attack by Hartman, but Free just too tall, swats it away.
Yeah, five blocks against Hiawatha. In the quarterfinals, and inside, an and-one for Caden Peterson, who's off to a good start.
Good start, and Jack Hartman, he was slow getting back defensively, trying to play catch-up there, and thought he maybe was going to get a chance to block it, but Caden Peterson to the line for an and-one.
Talk about a good free-throw shooter, Peterson, 13 of 16 at the line, 81%, and the announcer jinx right on cue. You knew it was coming, as that one was halfway down and out. 6-2 Thunder, not quite 3 minutes in, and now another Troy turnover. This defense for Nemaha Central is a problem.
And you just heard from Coach Rodville saying that's not it. It's not the look they're wanting when they're trying to break this pressure.
Olberding thought about it from deep, puts it on the floor against Bo. Instead, a foul on the floor against the mention there, Gannon Bo. His first team foul number two.
Well, you mentioned it early on, Brandon, and that's which team's going to really assert themselves early. Right now, Nemaha Central's defense has been great, but I like the patience I'm seeing from them on the offensive side.
Here, Schmelsley works into the paint, hop steps, good defense by Geiger, forcing a bad shot, rebound for Hartman.
And you get a one-and-done opportunity there for Nemaha Central. What's Troy look to do? We know that they love to try and push it up the floor.
Here's Blevins, deep into the corner, guarded by Olberding, swings back towards the wing here with Geiger. Good matchup guarded by Schmelsley. Geiger going between the legs. Lazy pass. It's picked off by Olberding. Turnover number three. Little stop. Head fake. It's been all night.
All night. It's like Olberding, you just heard about it, Brandon, because it's a big-time opportunity. Head fake. go up and score.
How about an 8-2 start for Nemaha Central and a quick timeout for Troy? It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. The timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. I don't know what's more impressive, you know, what Nemaha Central bringing to the table, but they're 10-0. They're number 6 in the 3A classification. They are giving up just 30 points a game.
Yeah.
We
talked about defense in the earlier game tonight, St. Mary's Rock Creek, about what's the focus for this contest. Defense is so important, and you mentioned it. They give up 30 points, and what they do against Hiawatha the other night, it was 15 points through three quarters of 13 points, something like that. You're seeing that same defensive prowess here in this game. They're so long. They're so athletic. And it's tough to break pressure against this diamond press that, again, this is a staple of Coach John Thomas. This is something that he learned from his father back at Jackson Heights. This is a great press you're seeing in full effect here.
So out of the timeout, 4.5 minutes left in the quarter. Gannon Bow had a steam through some bodies, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for free.
One and done. How many times have we said Troy's got an offensive rebound? I don't think one time yet tonight.
That might be an offensive foul. No, they're going to call a block as Blevins took the heat through Olberding. That'll be a foul on Blevins. Already 3 team fouls here against Troy.
Yeah, Coach Rodville likes the aggressiveness there, but again, you got to get to a spot if you're going to draw that charge. Doesn't get there in time, and official calls it on the defender.
Troy again with a record of 7-2, undefeated Nemaha at 10-0. Free had a good look inside, and it's saved underneath and finally corralled by Troy. Nicely saved by Bo to keep it alive.
Trying to get some transition opportunities, but Nemaha too fast, Brandon, to get back defensively.
Now they have to reset here up top. Rosenberger high on the wing. Guarded by Derek Wirtz, listed at 6'5". Looking back towards Jonathan Rodville to get the play call. 3:49, clock moving first quarter. 8-2, Nemaha Central. Here's Geiger diving, kicking. Now Bo puts it on the dribble. Wirtz got a hand in there, but they get it back to Rosenberger for 3. Gets the kind touch. No, it fell off the rim. Spoke too soon. Rebound to Wirtz.
Another one and done for Troy. Not able to get an offensive rebound or second chance opportunity.
There's a head fake in the corner. Back up top to Olberding. They play a little hot potato with it. Short corner left to Wirtz. Now Schmelzley catching in stride for 3. Drills it.
Look good.
Beautiful passing here along the left side. And Schmelzley, the 6'4 sophomore, buries a triple to make it 11-2.
Again, just working your offense. Here's a breakaway.
Finally, they break the press. Easy bucket for Rosenberger. And that's what you can do. You make the proper passes, you're in the right position, you can beat these presses and get good looks. And that was a big bucket, much needed for Troy.
Logan Blevins with a heady court vision there.
Wirtz inside. He's fouled from behind by Jack Hartman. That's going to be number 2 on him.
That's early. That's not what Coach Rodville wants to see from him. Is he got to bring in Sawyer Ashburn to replace him and also see Hunter Engelman.
Well, one thing about this Troy team specifically this year is they go deep and they play a lot of bodies, and already 2 subs in on the floor. 2:53 left first quarter, 11-4 Nemaha Central. Good dump down. Beautifully done. The assist by Schmelzley, and it's going to be a bucket for Wirtz.
Tell you what, have a first quarter right now for Nemaha Central. 13-4, 2:40 to go in it, and they're making the offensive end look real easy.
Correction, that bucket was Peterson. He's got 6. 13-4, the Nemaha Central lead at 2.5 minutes to go in the first. Here's Geiger, been quiet, but the leading scorer for the Trojans. Back up top to Rosenberger, just so much length for Nemaha Central. Trying to go one-on-one, not by Schmelzley here, as Geiger continues to go to work, and now Geiger puts it on the floor and going to draw the foul. First Nemaha Central foul, it's going to be against Schmelzley.
Yeah, and that was, again, that's what, if you're Coach Rodville, you want to see from your team right now, aggressiveness to the basket. Nemaha running an amazing man-to-man defense once they get into the half court. And typically, if you see man-to-man defense, you get a defender trailing you a little bit. That's beneficial. That's not happening very much. Nemaha's too quick.
So resetting. Here's Gannon Bo. Gets in the lane by Wirtz. Shot up no, but a foul. Or correction by Peterson. Beg your pardon. Those might be free throws here. I'm not sure if they call it on the shot or on the floor. It will be 2 shots for Gannon Bo.
That's back-to-back aggressive takes that you're seeing from Troy, and 2 times in a row where Nemaha's been just slightly out of position defensively.
And Peterson picked up the foul, and waiting for a shoe to be tied. Gannon Bow, 6'1 senior here for the Trojans at 9 points a game, scored 10 in the win against Jackson Heights on Tuesday.
Is that like icing the kicker? You just tie your shoe?
And it worked.
It worked.
It's funny, his shoe actually doesn't have laces. It's weird. they actually do, but it's funny, though.
Again,
Gannon Bowe, great quarterback for the Trojans football team, and trying to go 1-for-2 here, able to do so. His first tally tonight makes it 13-5. Nemaha Central trying to get up the floor quickly. They get a post touch, and a shot missed on the block. Backside rebound for Ingeman.
Yeah, Wirtz kind of rushed that shot there and just caromed it off the backboard and wasn't even close to the basket.
Oh, Geiger, contested three, hits high off the rim and then the top of the backboard that probably should have stopped play. Instead, Ingeman pulls down the rebound. They call a jump ball. Possession's going to keep it here.
Yeah, definitely hit the top of the backboard, but they say play on. Mass substitutions coming in here as Nemaha going a little bit deeper on their bench.
Leighton Thomas, Carter Hike.
Sorry, it's just habit
it
at this point.
It is absolute habit. 13-5, Nemaha Central, buck 45 to go first quarter. Winner gets St. Mary's in the title game of this tournament on Saturday afternoon. Geiger got a decent look, just couldn't hit.
Good offensive set that time from Troy. You mentioned it, just couldn't hit it. But once again, Nemaha Central surprising me a little bit here, Brandon, because they're really getting out in transition, trying to push the basketball. Now they back it out with Carter.
Caleb Stroffman with the ball, also in the game for NC. Here's Olberding up top. Started by Ingeman, wants a ball screen from Wirtz, using it, driving it on Ingeman, tried to make it, but a tough shot. Ingeman, good defense the entire way to make that a very tough shot inside. I think a foul is going to be called against Olberding as Ingeman got the box out.
Olberding missed the shot, went up for the rebound, and kind of went through Ingeman to try and get there. Colby Free will come in to give Derek Wirtz a spell. When you look at it, you got Mackey at 6'4", Wirtz at 6'5", Smelsley at 6'4". That alone is pretty daunting. Then you throw in Colby Free at 6'8".
I mean, I think how legit some of these numbers are sometimes. I'm pretty sure in high school I was 6'3", so. There's a drive inside. Sorry about that. He was taking a drink. Levin's an offensive rebound off the miss. Now Geiger has it. Geiger losing it in a turnover. Four turnovers by Troy.
Be more professional here,
Troy.
No,
trying.
Not you. You're doing great. You're not supposed to spit out your drink on the radio.
13-5, 40 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Nemaha with the lead in the ball. Here's a deep three by Thomas. It hit off the rim strong and a rebound for Geiger. I'm Troy. I'm trying to hold for the final shot here.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I mean, nothing's working here early. Just trying to find a way to chip away heading into the second quarter.
Geiger threw a couple bodies, put up a shot. It was an air ball. Rebound for Carter Hike. And now 19 seconds for Nemaha Central. You know John Thomas, the veteran leadership, saying, hey, we are not giving them the ball back here.
Yep, back it out. Run it down. Whether we make a shot or not, it doesn't matter. Just take the air out of it here.
Here's 5 seconds. Turning, firing, three, halfway down and out. Tipped into the hands of Sawyer Ashburn. And a heavy heave by Blevins. Hits strong off the backboard, and that ends the quarter. Defense, the theme for Nemaha Central. An 8-point advantage for the Thunder. It's 13-5. We got second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey Seneca, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Broadcast on KNCA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Nemaha Central 13-5 as we start quarter number two in this Thunder Classic semifinal. And a turnover right out the gate, a travel call against Leighton Thomas on the perimeter.
A couple reasons why that's not going to let Coach John Thomas feel very good. You have a big 8-point lead, play great defense in that first quarter. That's number one reason why. Number two, You can't have even gotten 2 seconds into the second quarter and you turn the basketball over. Not going to make him happy.
We got laps coming in practice coming up tomorrow. Here we go. Turn around and a drive and shot by Ingeman. Might have been partially blocked. Strothman the rebound for Nemaha Central. They're trying to push. Good defense right near midcourt by Ingeman. Now Olberding to hike in the corner. Puts on the dribble. Big body inside, okay, and he draws the foul.
And Layton also has to go home with Coach Thomas. So don't, you know, it might not be just laps in practice. It might be laps around the yard.
There you go. That's not a bad way to go.
Carter Hayek is definitely known across the state for his football prowess, not so much his basketball prowess, but that was an aggressive take by the young man right there.
He misses the first free throw. 63% at the line on the season coming in. Nemaha Central as a team right at 67%. 13-5, not quite 40 seconds into quarter number two. Second free throw good for Carter Hayek.
Gosh, just habits.
Two-way offensive player of the year.
It's hard to get habits to break. I think they said like 21 days.
Should say offensive player of the year, but I digress. And, of course, the Thunder, the heartbreaking loss in the football state championship this year to southeast of Saline. And transitioning here to basketball, there's a three by Ashburn, tipped off the rim to Geiger, and like a foul on the floor.
Did. Yep.
They got, on Troy.
Yeah, they got Hunter Ingeman going through the back there as he was trying to get that rebound. And it's unfortunate because he'd had zero effect on the play. And right there, Henry Geiger had an offensive putback opportunity, which they haven't had much of the Trojans. But right now, Brandon, it's 14-5. Troy has had zero going offensively, and they're without Jack Hartman, who's coming to the score table right now. But two fouls. You're seeing a struggle on the offensive side by the Trojans.
Sawyer Ashburn coming away with a steal, but he can't make the layup in transition. That's what Colby Free does, just his presence altering the shot. Still 14-5. We've had 1 point here in this minute 20 of quarter number two. Nemaha Central, number six in the 3A classification, undefeated at 10-0. Troy in at 7-2. Up top, here's Strothman with it. Right side pass to Hike. Back up top, Peterson looking left, comes this way. It's Thomas. Bo knocked it away, and now knocked away again. Picked up by Geiger. Turnover. Geiger wants to go coast to coast. He missed the layup. A foul called. Thomas will pick that one up. Geiger will shoot two.
And Geiger just that consistent work ethic on the floor. He's diving after loose balls, picking pockets, and going coast to coast.
Leading scorer and rebounder for this Troy team so far. Henry Geiger left the first one short. Subs in for the Trojans. Rosenberger and Hartman, as you mentioned, had to check out early with a couple of fouls, but he's back in early on in this second period.
Yeah, Rosenberger back in. We're going to see Kasten Jasper here in a second for the first time tonight. He'll be replacing Geiger.
Geiger's free throw. That one's good. That'll stop it. As you mentioned, to bring on Kasten Jasper, a 5'10 sophomore.
A kid that really can shoot so well as well for the Troy Trojans. Kasten's one that you better close out on him on the perimeter because he can hit it from deep.
Shot 36% from three last year. It's been solid again behind the arc this year. Nemaha Central leading 14-6. We're 2 minutes into this second quarter. With the basketball, it is Thomas. Back up top it goes, Peterson. Peterson leading scorer right now with six. Closed out by Blevins. Man-to-man here for Troy. Right side to Hike on the wing. Right back up top to Peterson. And taking over right there, Strothman. Curling around the arc. Hands it off to Hike. Little shimmy, gets to the free throw line, picks it up there, now free in the corner. Little hesitation there, closed out by Hartman. Good matchup between those two.
And Hartman's got to be careful again. He's got those two fouls. He's one-on-one right now with Colby Free.
Right now, in between the rings out high, basketball in the hands of Strothman, gives it right back to Peterson.
If this doesn't scream of John Thomas basketball, I don't know what does, because an open shot's coming.
Boy, too close to the rim on the block. Colby Free, simple turnaround, just drops it in with the right hand.
That's so tough to do, Derek Brandon. That's 45 seconds to a minute off the clock, because just running consistent offense, and it ends up with an easy bucket 5 feet away from the rim.
Got to get him out of the paint if you're Troy. Here's Hartman. Speaking of the paint, he's in the paint, working on Free. Spins around, rejected at the rim by Free. Another block for him. That's two.
It didn't matter how many steps he was taking down there.
And now a shot by Peterson missed off the window. They tried to beat Troy back up the floor. Ingeman the rebound off the miss. Ingeman knifing through traffic. Backs up on the right wing. Hands it off right there to Blevins. Right back to Ingeman up top.
And the patience of Colby Free on the defensive end. If you've noticed, I mean, Harmon was head faking, spinning, didn't matter. He never left his feet. He was patient, waited proper time to get that block.
Rosenberger, quick touch. Now Hartman at the elbow. Jasper, we talked about his three-point shooting. Couldn't knock one down from straight away. The rebound for Leighton Thomas. 4:20 to go. Clock moving. Second quarter. 16-6, Nemaha Central.
You know, as poorly as Troy has shot the basketball, only down 10 with 4:15 to go in the first half. That's a win. If you're a Trojan fan, Nemaha Central struggling themselves a little bit on the offensive side.
Tried to throw it up to Free, who kicked it right back out into the corner for Thomas. He misfired on a three. Nice rebound by Blevins, and he wants to push. Numbers favoring the Thunder. Nice sidestep and getting a shot up above Free, but it couldn't drop. Rebound Carter Hike.
Impressive sidestep. Had defenders flying by, fading away, couldn't get it to drop.
But just the presence of the size of Free, not blocking the shot, yet altering multiple shots here already. Here's Peterson with the basketball, 3:40 to go in the first half of play. Again, a 10-point lead here for Nemaha Central, and Ingeman had the pickpocket, but they called the foul. Ripped it away from Thomas, but Ingeman will pick up number two.
It's a big foul call there on Hunter Ingeman, whose, you know, defensive prowess is what's asked for a lot, that young man.
Subs in both ways. Geiger back in for Troy. We'll see first time tonight. J.D. Schuler as well, played sparingly in that quarterfinal on Tuesday night. He's on the floor. Schmelzley also back in as well. They want to go inside. Wirtz had it knocked away. Picked up by Peterson. Knifes his way in. A right-handed shot. Falls through.
And have a first half, Mr. Peterson. He averages 9 a game. He's got 8 right now. And Coach Ron Velt needs a timeout.
It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. The timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 3:17 to go in the half. 18-6, Nemaha Central. Again, the defense, that's what jumps off the page.
Yeah, for sure.
They can have, I want to say, a terrible shooting night, yet yeah. Their defense is going to keep them in every single game they play.
I mean, turnovers, defense, free throw. I mean, that's what you can control. You know, I tell my kids all the time, I coach my oldest in basketball, and I say, son, listen, what things you can control, you're not going to be able to control your shot going in, but you can control your hustle, you can control your focus, and you can control your defense. And that's what you're seeing from Nemaha Central specifically tonight. Their defensive prowess is impressive. They're able to just defend at a high, high rate, and their hustle is impeccable. I mean, Troy's trying to beat them to balls. They can't. Nemaha Central's too quick, too fast. There's a lot of adjustments that need to be made for the Troy Trojans on the defensive side. I think zone is something we're going to see a lot of because man-to-man is not generating any kind of positive on the defensive side.
All right, out of the timeout, Troy at the basketball. They're down 12 at 18-6, 3:10 to go in this first half. Here's Hartman up top, holding it above his head, looking left. Now puts it on the dribble, knee high, gets to the elbow, still working inside. Good defense there by Wirtz to stop the play and force a turnover.
Another turnover, more defense. By Nemaha Central, again, it's just good help side defense. And whoa.
Peterson launching a pass, and somehow, it's almost saved by Olberding, but he's on the line, and that'll be a Nemaha Central turnover.
Dude, that looked like, hey, you know what?
Pass was up by the Raptors.
We're playing jackpot. Remember that as a kid?
Yeah, classic.
You know, just $7,000 right here. Go get it.
That's a turnover by Nemaha Central, 18-6. We sit here at 2:48 to go in the half. Here's Jasper, now to the free throw line with Hartman, backs out to the top of the key, guarded by Wirtz. Now Geiger had it knocked away, and that might be a turnover. It is. Wirtz forcing the turnover. It's last touch by Geiger.
Once again, great help side defense there by Derek Wirtz. Geiger had his back. He was getting ready to spin, and Wirtz just saw the opportunity, knocked it off of him, and a turnover on the Trojans.
So into the front court, Nemaha Central trying to add to a 12-point lead late portions of the second. They get a post touch here for Peterson, quickly doubled right to the right side of the block now, and a difficult shot put up and in by Wirtz.
He doesn't average a whole lot of points there, Brandon, but he's a presence. He's 6'5" down low, and he's a tough one to guard.
Here's Blevins. He gets a good look from three, right wing, left it short. Hartman trying to chase it out. He was the last one to touch it, but NC the last one to get a tip on it, so Troy gets it.
He knew it right away, and so did the baseline official. He kind of tipped it off of the shoulder of Wirtz and went out of bounds.
I feel like Troy desperately needs to find some points here. They're only down 12, but only 6 points with 2 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Jasper working around the screen there, back up top here to Geiger. He'll drive, fade, and float, and hit nothing but net for Henry Geiger. Desperately needed there for Troy. It's 20-8.
Well, he's got 5 of their 8 points, and if you're going to have a struggling night, you need your guy that is scoring to score in bunches.
1:40 to go in the half. Here's Schuler, right side, And his pass a little lazy, taken away by Blevins. Blevins wants to go coast to coast. Ooh. Missed the shot. Hard foul on Peterson.
Yeah.
We'll put Blevins at the line.
Yeah, good to see him pop right back up. Logan Blevins, he's a tough kid. Had a great season on the gridiron this year as a all-league receiver. And hit the deck hard there.
Blevins at the line. 9 points a game on the year. His first freebie up and good.
Second foul on Peterson, by the way. But one thing I'm impressed by, B-Tad, is five total team fouls here in this second quarter.
We saw quite a few more fouls across that first semifinal with the Bears and the Mustangs. Second free throw, no good. Rebound for Wirtz. They get up the floor quickly, thinking about it and shooting it. It's Schmelzley, and on the hesitation, he still gets it. Nothing but net. His second triple, he's got six. And it's 23-9.
He just averages four a game, B-Tab. But he says, you know what? I'll pull deep twice and hit them both.
Here's Bo on a drive. Good pass into the corner. Blevins has a look. Not there this time on a corner three. And another rebound for Wirtz. A minute to go in the half. They lob it up to Free on the block, who kicks it out to Schuler. Back up top here to Schmelzley. Working left, guarded by Bo. Low with the dribble, quickly doubled by Blevins. Olberding in the corner, nice ball fake, gets in the lane, knocked away, missed the shot, tipped around, still in the air. He gets his own
hustle rebound,
but he missed the second chance, and now Free missing from as close as you can get, and somehow it's tipped up and in.
I mean, you had people looking like, I mean, imagine like Seagulls jumping up to try and get that Free breaker thrown in the air. They're all jumping up after it.
I think Free gets the credit for that, and now a missed shot from Geiger, short corner left, and now a 25-9 advantage. We're down to 20 seconds left in the half.
I mean, Free gets it just because he's 6'8", right? And he was jumping up with six foot four
guys. He was the closest one to the rim. I'm not even sure who it bounced off of or if it was even a hand that it hit off of. It might have clipped up off someone's shoulder for all we know. Coach Thomas wants a timeout here at 30 to draw up a final play before the half.
I'll tell you one thing, B-Tad, as we go to this timeout, is I mentioned at the top of the broadcast during our halftime show presented by Highland Community College, we want to bring Vaughn on to talk with you here briefly. He's a young man that he's a big Thunder fan, and he's been sitting next to us, and he's actually got relation to Axtell. He's telling me he's going to the TBL tournament tomorrow to watch Uncle Jason Tynan coach the Axtell Eagles, and so he's a big Thunder fan, but a big Eagle fan as well.
19.6 seconds to go in the half. Nemaha Central 25, Troy 9. It was 13-5 at the end of one. But defense.
Mm.
Boy, just you look at some of the teams atop the Big East right now. And Nemaha Central certainly in that mix. We have seen St. Mary's multiple times this week. Bears awaiting the winner of this one in Saturday's championship game. Out of the timeout, let's see what Coach Thomas drew up here. Down to 8 seconds, lost by Schmelzley, out of bounds with about 6 seconds left.
And Troy cannot foul here either. They've got 14 fouls, so a foul will put Nemaha Central at the line for two.
All right, 6 seconds. They dump it into Free. High right on the wing, 3 seconds. Back to Free, and he had to force up a shot. It was well contested by Hartman, and that takes us to half. Well, dominant for number 6 in Class 3A on their home floor. Nemaha Central, a 25-9 lead as we hit the halftime break. Brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. MJ Studio producing here tonight. Always appreciate the help back in our studios. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Sadman. Nemaha Central 25-9 in this first half. They were dominant on the defensive end, really have been all year, and really particularly in that game on Tuesday night in the quarterfinals against Hiawatha. But they have picked up right where they left off from that game earlier this week. And, you know, for Troy, you saw it multiple times in the first half, just a lot of one-on-one. You watch this Nemaha Central team, and they just constantly get you out of your comfort zone and make you do things you don't want to do.
Yeah, again, you know, the ball's sticking. That's what, you know, whether it's a broadcaster, a coach, fan, if you understand what that means, it means that the ball's not really moving. You got to shift the ball around. Nemaha's doing a phenomenal job on the defensive side with man-to-man pressure, on the ball pressure. But then the minute that somebody from Troy puts the ball on the deck and starts to drive to the basket, there's other hands coming down. They're shifting on the defensive side, baseline help. And that is, again, as a kid with the dribble, if I'm Troy, so if I'm Logan Blevins, Gannon Bowe, Henry Geiger, as soon as I see that secondary defender coming to me, I got to know I got to get rid of that ball immediately because somebody's wide open. And right now, Nemaha Central is too long. They're too fast. And they're too quick right now with their hands and being able to shift on the defensive side. But offensively, you know, again, they scored 25 points. Yeah, that's really good. But I feel like they could have more. And I think that Coach Thomas wants to see more. But you're seeing such good offensive sets on the offensive side for Nemaha Central right now. They're taking their time. They're shifting things around.
What's up, Coach?
Running their offensive sets. As Coach Glatz has got a kid that's not happy. He's ready to go home.
It's a little late. We got off to a little later start tonight, so.
But for Troy, I mean, honestly, B-Tad, if you're a Troy Trojan fan, your mindset has got to be, we've got to find a way to swing the ball around the perimeter, work some offense, and then defensively, it's tough. But I'm telling you right now, I would like to see an extended zone right now from Troy coming out of halftime, whether that's a 1-3-1 extended kind of to maybe the volleyball kill 10-foot line, or if you just want to settle into just a 2-3 zone. But that 1-3-1 is going to be so effective against this length from Nemaha Central. Force them to hit outside shots. Don't let them get all the easy stuff they've got underneath.
Nemaha Central stats in the first half. 8 from Caden Peterson. That leads the way. They also got 6 from Colby Free. 6 points from Caleb Schmelsley. They got 2 apiece from Evan Olberding and Derek Wirtz. Also 1 point in the book for Carter Hike from the free throw line. For Troy, they got 5 from Henry Geiger. They got 2 from Caden Rosenberger, and then 1 point apiece from Logan Blevins and Gannon Bowe. Some of the team numbers for Troy, 6 turnovers, 11 rebounds. They were 3 of 6 at the line. Nemaha Central, 7 turnovers, 15 total rebounds. They were 1 for 3 at the line. In our second semifinal at the half, here at Nemaha Central High School, Thunder leading Troy 25-9. More high school basketball right after this here on KNZA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow e-bill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the e-bill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime at the Thunder Classic. It's the semifinal. Winner will take on St. Mary's on Saturday here at Nemaha Central High School. 25-9. Thunder rolling right now over the Troy Trojans. Each team went to the locker room to get some halftime adjustments. We'll see what the second half looks like. But right now, it's Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman, MJ back in the studio. We got Vaughn hanging out with us. Vaughn, go ahead and say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Vaughn, you just watched the first half. You're a big NC fan, and you told me who your favorite player was. What did you see in that first half? Why is Nemaha Central playing so well?
Because they have Colby Free.
Because they got Colby Free. He's 6'8". He can do just about anything. What do you think about the defensive side that Nemaha Central is doing on defense? Are they playing good defense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got a basketball in your blood. Is that your favorite sport?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, who's your uncle? Because I know you got an uncle that coaches basketball, and he's got a pretty good team.
Jason Tynan.
Okay, so you're a big Axtell Eagle fan?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go watch them tomorrow night in their semifinals?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Are we?
You got to go. You got
to
go there tomorrow night. He's asking Mom right now if he's going over there. You're going over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
got
to go support Uncle Jason. Okay, so if you're watching the game of basketball, you love the sport of basketball, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest focus should be for someone playing basketball? What should you focus on playing, defense or offense?
Defense.
Defense. And why defense?
Defense wins championships.
Boom. Defense wins championships. So where you seeing that right now, aren't you? Aren't you, Vaughn? Nemaha Central playing really good defense and really getting out there, getting some easy opportunities for buckets. So if Troy's going to come back and win this game, what do they have to do better in the second half?
Play better defense.
There you go. Play better defense. All right, we're going to send it back to MJ for a quick 30-second break. We come back. We'll get Brandon Tabman back on a headset, back on a mic. We got second half action coming up. Nemaha Central Troy in the nightcap semifinal round here at the Thunder Classic here on 103.9 KNZA.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show again. It was brought to you by Highland Community College. Jake Spaulding, MJ, B-Sad with you. 25-9, Nemaha Central. Adjustments, good sir, for Troy in the second half.
Again, I'm going to talk about the fact that defense has got to improve. Vaughn just mentioned it. He said they got to have better defense if they want to come back in this game. But Troy Trojans right now, they got to settle in on offense. They want to get out and run. Nemaha Central is too fast for getting back on defense, so that's got to be an adjustment that you see from the Troy Trojans, is maybe slow things down, work some offensive sets against that man-to-man. I'd like to see some on-the-ball screens, maybe some back cuts for Troy, but it all starts on the defensive side for Troy. Can they slow things down on the Nemaha Central offensive attack?
Thunder led 13-5 after one, outscored Troy 12-4, quarter number two, 25-9 at the half. Here we go, third quarter underway. Troy switching sides, now going from right to left as we sit courtside here at Nemaha Central High School. They dump one down. Here is Hartman. Backdoor, it was there, but Rosenberger, that pass had a little too much heat. Well drawn up play, but the execution, not so much.
And we just talked about a back cut opportunity, and that was right out the gate for the Trojans. They know what they're doing, and that looked good.
Oberding stepped right into a three, left it a little bit short, and a rebound by Geiger, and then it was nearly taken away, but Troy pushing, Bow finishing at the rim. Nicely done for Gannon Bow. That is someone they'd like to get going.
Here come the Thunder quickly up the floor. It worked in the first half pretty well for them, but having to slow things down. This is where this game's won and lost right now with a 25-11 game. How does Troy match up defensively against NC?
Well, looks like, again, it appears, as you mentioned in the halftime break, that they are coming out. Well, it looked like they went from zone to man, but right now man-to-man defense here by Troy. Here's a drive by Schmelzley. Free, long body three. It was high off the front rim. And a foul on the rebound attempt. I think they're going to get words with this one. They do, and that is his first.
Yeah, and again, I think that they flashed it. They've shown it early. Maybe they're going to maybe even do a box and one on Colby Free. But you know what? Colby Free's not dominating this game right now. You don't have to isolate him like that. But the big thing is on the defensive side for the Trojans, they got to stop. Now, can they turn that into points? Small wins is going to be the big thing for this game.
Another rifled pass by Hartman looking for Geiger inside, and he gave him kind of the look like, hey, man, like, maybe not so much heat on that pass, and another Troy turnover. So
three possessions, two turnovers for Troy.
25-11, Nemaha Central, 6:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Wirtz on the block, spinning on Hartman, spun into multiple players. And do they call that an and-one? They do. Wow.
Yep.
Thought they were going to get that on the floor. Count the bucket by Wirtz, and a chance for one more.
And that's a third foul called on Jack Hartman for Troy.
Well, that's probably worst case scenario then for Troy. You give up the buckets, and now Hartman, of course, picking up foul number three early on in this third period. The free throw by Wirtz was no good, and Free fighting for the rebound. They call a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Nemaha Central.
And that's, again, just 50-50 ball hustle plays. Right now, Nemaha Central is out-hustling Troy, and they are finding ways to get to those opportunities, give them second-chance opportunities.
Here's Peterson trying to throw it in right side of his own backboard. Now Free has to run it down and go get it. Now he had it knocked away, and Bow takes it away. That's a NC turnover. Bow darts it right side. Blevins in the corner. Thought about it. Now Geiger puts it on the dribble, using his muscle to get in, but he missed the shot. Got all the way to the rim. Couldn't convert. And now Peterson the rebound and pushing it up the floor here near sideline. He wants to go all the way. Now darts a pass to Schmelzley in the corner for three. Now his third three tonight. That is Caleb Schmelzley. He's got nine.
Again, the sophomore. He's 6'4". Beats that. He only averages four a game. He's got three triples in this one, and I don't think he's missed when he's put the shot up.
2 minutes into the third quarter. It's now 30-11, Nemaha Central, and now Free at the perimeter, picks the pocket, and then
hustle.
Had it knocked away by Blevins, and Blevins was last touched by Free, but the Thunder forcing another turnover, and they get the ball back after it went out of bounds.
Dude, Free was about to Thunder rock that rim in a second ago. Great hustle there by Logan Blevins to knock it out of bounds.
This is going to be Nemaha Central basketball. Oberding, a quick look in the corner. It hits high off the heel. Free goes up real high to get it. Puts it back up and in off the window. Nearly impossible to defend. The length inside, it's 32-11.
And that's just difficult for Jack Hartman with three fouls. He can't be super aggressive on the box out.
Here's Geiger spinning, fading, missing the shot from 10. Left baseline and a rebound for Wirtz. And Wirtz now with five boards in the game.
One and done there for Troy. Not able to crash the glass. And Nemaha Central, why wouldn't you feed Colby Free?
Gets it up top. Schmelzley, the hot hand, couldn't get it this time from straight away, and another free rebound. Right back out to Oberding. They'll reset. Offensive rebounds early on in this third quarter for Nemaha Central, building on what's now a 21-point lead. There's a foul on Bow on the perimeter guarding Schmelzley.
Yeah, Bow thought that there was an extension of the arm there by Schmelzley. He started clapping his hands thinking it was going to be an offensive foul. Instead, it's his third.
So you got two key starters with three fouls right now with Bow and Hartman, but both still on the floor. Now Oberding gets underneath, shuffled it to Wirtz, who put up a 17-foot jump shot and out of bounds. And Bow had a chance for the rebound and just lost it out of bounds.
Right now, Troy just can't get out of their own way. They have opportunities right now, and just right there, a wide-open rebound goes through the hands of Bow off his knee out of bounds. Logan Blevins will come out, bring it back in, Hunter Engelman, who sat for a majority of that second quarter with two fouls.
4:57 left, third quarter. 32-11, Nemaha Central. St. Mary's awaits in the championship game of this tournament on Saturday afternoon, which we will have right here on KNZA. I believe 2:30, my memory stands corrected. Here's a dump down to Wirtz, kicks it back up top. Olberding, time to set for three, off the right rim, tipped around underneath, and finally picked up by Hartman. Now Troy wants to get in transition. Ingeman threw a couple bodies, missing, getting his own rebound, putting it up and in, and three Nemaha Central players down on the floor.
Yeah, free hit the deck. Olberding, they got tangled up, and then going for the rebound with Caden Peterson, and he toppled over them. It was three white jerseys down. The bucket did count for Ingeman. But a stoppage to make sure everybody's okay.
It was literally a domino effect. But the 2 points, making it a 32-13 lead now for Nemaha Central. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Olberding. Right side to Peterson. Quickly doubled. Ingeman trying to help out. They skip it far side to Schmelzley. Had to chase it into the corner. Defense ramping up. But Peterson had a good drive, but he missed the layup.
Man, he just found the soft spot in that middle of the lane, a great cut, just couldn't hit it.
Here's Bo, top of the key, working, driving, leaving his feet. Back up top to Geiger. He'll cross over. Working inside, another rod-heated pass that Ingeman couldn't handle in a turnover.
You got assistant coach Heath Wettstein looking out there and just with the palms to the ground, pumping up and down, saying, whoa, 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 slow down.
Here is Schmelzley into the front court from left to right. 9 points and three threes for him in this game. There's Colby Free, high right. Now Olberding, right in front of midcourt, working right, getting to the wing. Now Free in the corner. 3:45 to go in the quarter. 32-13, Nemaha Central. Peterson back up top to Olberding. Lengthy possession here. Now Wirtz, a block touch. Going to work on four blue jerseys, and finally it's knocked away, and they call the foul on the floor.
Again, it's just possession time for Nemaha Central. They're patient. They run through their offense. If it's not there, they pass it around. And they do a great job of not letting the ball stick and just swing it around, find an open gap, and then you pick up a foul. Nemaha Central will throw it in underneath their own basket.
Ingeman now joining Hartman and Bo with three fouls apiece. Well, it's team foul number three. They dump it into the backcourt. Ingeman comes away with a steal. Nicely played. He's got the dribble, working left on the wing. Picks it up there. His pass tip. Bo trying to get it. Ball's in the paint. Finally picked up by Mackey, who's into the game.
Just another turnover on Troy, and that was really kind of an unforced error. He picked up his dribble in no man's land.
Here is Layton Thomas, who's back into the game. Both teams going a little bit deeper into the bench here at this point. Thomas into the corner. Schmelzley contested. Left it short. Good defense there by Troy, but another offensive rebound by Wirtz. Another reset here for the Thunder. Olberding up top, Schmelzley ball faking, now gets it over to Thomas, who is wide open from downtown. He is too strong on that three. The backside rebound by Sawyer Ashburn, and a whistle and a turnover?
Yes.
Right as I look up?
Yep. Another unforced error there by Troy as Sawyer Ashburn did a great job getting the backside rebound, and he was looking to throw it again at Bowen. He threw it behind him off his hand out of bounds and another turnover on the Trojans.
Well, the Trojans had just six turnovers in the first half. They got six already in the third quarter. 2:50 to go. They go inside to Wirtz. Now Schmelzley, Wirtz using the strength. He is blasted from behind, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Wirtz.
Yeah, kind of leaned in with the shoulder there, and it'll be his second and a turnover on Nemaha. And maybe I've missed a few, but I've only got him for seven turnovers in the game.
Yeah, we're not good with math.
Yeah.
So. Just all of our stats are unofficial until the book is read. We do the best we can. We could say that. 2:35 to go. There's a nice drive. Ingeman. Nicely done with the right hand under Ingeman.
Hey, he's got 4 points here in this third quarter, and he's kind of been the aggressor for Troy on the offensive side.
Big 2 minutes and 20-second stretch here for Troy, trying to keep themselves in this game. It's 32-15. Can they get it back to around 10 or 12 maybe? Here's a shot by Olberding with a couple of bodies around him, left it short. Rebound for Geiger, and he lost his footing, able to get it off to Gannon Bow, though. Up the floor.
A couple defensive stops for Troy. And they're able to get up the court quickly and a foul here on Nemaha.
Yeah, Ingeman, the drive there, got in the paint, and reaching in was Layton Thomas for his second foul. Here's Free back into the game. Carter Hike as well.
Well, Free's had an extended break, and when he left when the game was 32-13, he's back when it's 32-15.
Coach
Not
Thomas had seen enough. Here's Geiger for three. It's a good look. And Sawyer Ashburn off the miss, an offensive rebound. Another opportunity, Rosenberger misfiring. Boy, it's getting physical here in the third quarter.
And I think they're going to call on Troy. Sawyer Ashburn, no, they're going to call Hunter, or Henry Geiger. He was crashing the glass, and he kind of got his legs taken out from underneath him, but they said that he initiated the contact, his second foul.
Next foul on Troy puts Nemaha Central at the free throw line. Final 150 of the quarter, 32-15, Thunder leading. Trying to stay undefeated and punch themselves a ticket to Saturday's championship with undefeated St. Mary's awaiting. Here's Free working up top. Gets it off to Schmelzley on the wing. Troy playing some aggressive defense, and Rosenberger there comes away with a steal. Here's Engeman. Thought about it. Gets it back to Ashburn. Lost the handle. Gathers. Gets it back to Geiger. Here's Bo on the wing right. Little two-man game here. Hike. Big body working on Geiger. Engeman cuts through the lane. Now works it back into the corner, who hands it off to Geiger right there. Now he works back to the top of the key. Waist-high dribbles left-handed. Hands it off to Bo. Sees a matchup here on Free. Nice dive and kick. Rosenberger thought about a three. Now they dump it back into Geiger. Fading away. Right corner. Couldn't get it to go. And a rebound for Free.
Yeah, again, a long possession that time for Troy. You actually saw good offensive set that time. Just can't get the ball to go through the basket.
Final 51 seconds. Here is Free, right side on the wing. Up top to Schmelzley. Left side to Hike. Lost it. Gathering. Holds it at the right hip. Works it back here to the right side to Thomas. Little hesitation. Now Hike. Hop steps in the lane. Floater. Rattles out. No. Bo the rebound. Troy's got 32 seconds left here in the quarter.
They got to go quick here. Similar to what we saw with Rock Creek in the third quarter of the earlier game. You don't sit back and let this time bleed off.
Here's Bo. Nice aggressive drive and a little body contact with it. Got it to go. Bo's got five. It's 32-17. Knocked away. Trying to get it. Bo comes away with a steal. 12 seconds left. A big opportunity here for Troy. Down to 10. Bo in the corner. Long skip pass to Engeman. Down to 5. In the lane. Fading away. Off the heel strong. Free the rebound. 2 seconds. 1 second. One hand hug. Heave, I should have said. From about 90 feet. It was well short. That takes us to the end of the third quarter. Nemaha Central by 15 at home. 32-17. Troy's got 8 minutes to route a comeback. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got 8 minutes left. Fourth quarter underway. Troy trying to mount a comeback. They trail Nemaha Central 32-17. Carter Hike, a quick foul, trying to cut off that pass to Geiger on the perimeter.
That third quarter, B-Tad, saw both teams kind of struggle offensively. Troy actually wins the quarter 8-7. But you saw some good things from Troy on the defensive side of it. But Nemaha Central consistently just mixing things up on the defensive end, forcing Troy to come up empty quite a bit and force a handful of turnovers.
Yeah, Troy much better defensively, but the offense still not there. And there's a partially blocked shot that lands right into the hands of Free. Didn't even have to jump for it. And 30 seconds into this fourth quarter, Thunder have their first offensive possession.
And at this point in the ball game, you know, I said I wanted to see Troy go to zone maybe, but this is not the time truly to go to zone, as they actually do shift to a zone. Right now it's a 2-3 extended zone.
Free thought about it, dumps it inside. Mackey got by, lays it in. Foul on Jasper, and one for Jack Mackey.
Typically, you don't want to switch to zone if you're down by this much. If you're down by 15, you got to force the issue a little bit. But it's, at some point, I would have liked to see them switch to zone earlier in that third quarter.
Jack Mackey didn't play a lot, or at least hasn't yet to this point. He was in a little bit in the first half. He had 2 points and six rebounds. And that Hiawatha went on Tuesday, and now a chance at the line. He missed the free throw, and into the hands of Logan Blevins for Troy. 34-17, a minute into the fourth quarter.
You don't need outside shots, but you need shots, and you need high percentage ones.
Here is Logan Blevins. He'll try and deliver a three. Much needed. He's got four. 34-20.
Oh, wow.
And nobody gets up to free underneath. An emphatic a two-hand jam.
Man, Carter Hyde looked like he was on the gridiron again, looking down the field, seeing the safety wasn't home, and it delivered it to free.
Just a drop step, two-handed jam. Geiger missing on a three, and free another rebound.
I don't know how you lose 6'8", but the Trojans did on that last possession.
36-20, Nemaha Central, 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Their defense is just stifling across the board. Free hesitated on a three, dumps it into Mackey, and then his pass deflected out of bounds.
Big collision there on the low block, no whistle. You're seeing the officials let him play a little bit here. Both these teams extremely physical.
So Nemaha Central with Hike to throw it in. 6:22 left, they lead by 16. St. Mary's awaiting the winner on Saturday. Here's Peterson, right side to Thomas, bouncing it into the corner with Free. Bo closing out quickly on him. He puts it on the dribble, and his pass deflected, taken away by Jasper. Good defense, and now it's lost near midcourt. Peterson tied up with Rosenberger, and the possession arrow back to NC.
And that's, again, Troy gets a stop.
Gut punch.
And instead of just taking care of the basketball, it's one pass, deflection, jump ball, and a turnover right back.
Nemaha Central again, the lead. They have led from the jump. Here's Free on the block, spinning to his right through Hartman. Good defense, forcing a tough shot. Rebound by Bo.
Yeah, great job. He went straight up really there that time. He's a big-bodied guy.
Blevins, no hesitation, and he trickles the nylon there with a swish three from the right corner. He's got seven. It's a 13-point game with 5:45 to go.
Yeah, we were flirting to 20-point territory a second ago, and now it's back down to 13. Good defense again by Troy, knocked out of bounds.
Bo nearly had the steal in the corner, just couldn't quite save it. But yeah, very much improved this Troy defense in the second half. You've seen it ramped up, and it has caused Nemaha Central some issues.
Troy staying in that 2-3 zone.
Oh, Mackey, good touch. He missed the shot, trying to fight for his own rebound, but fortunate for NC, they'll keep it. They tried to catch Troy off guard there as Mackey was just kind of standing untouched underneath.
Man, they've lost Mackey a couple times in this zone, and he's had easy looks.
Here is Thomas. They set one up for him, and he's strong off the heel on a three. Long rebound, chased out near midcourt, finally picked up by Blevins. 5:25 to go. Rosenberger tries and hits a three. It's a 10-point game.
Man, if you're going to mount the comeback, it starts on defensive end, but it doesn't hurt if you're hitting from three.
36-26. Here comes Troy. Still over 5 minutes to go. This is a good Trojans team. They're starting to find a rhythm here in the second half. Eight stops, though. Peterson driving, bumped and fouled. He'll shoot two.
Yep, fourth foul now on Jack Hartman. That time, instead of going straight up, he went to the body first.
That's a big foul. Hartman's been playing some good defense on the block. It's been a physical game. Here's Peterson at the line. He had 8 first half points, and his first free throw here is good.
3 subs coming in for Nemaha Central, and this is, again, when you can go 8-9 deep consistently like Nemaha Central and Coach John Thomas can do, you know, right now Troy's thinking, all right, we're doing good, we're doing, these guys are tired. Boom, almost a full line change, and you got fresh bodies on the floor.
Peterson strong on the second, free, had it, and then was fouled inside in another lost possession for Troy.
Yep, Logan Blevins that time, he tried to strip the ball, instead he grabbed the wrist of Colby Free, and you heard Coach Wettstein screaming to box out. Talk about a lost art again in the game of basketball. You don't see that very well anymore either.
I feel
like I'm 80.
You look 80. No, I'm just kidding. 37-26. 4:50 to go. Thunder with another foul.
He's done.
Yep, Hartman's out. He just fouled out of the game. I will say, there wasn't, for as physical as this game has been, that's not one I probably would have called, but again, that's the issue now for Troy, as one of their better players is now out with 4:50 to go.
And maybe a bigger statistical line right now with Jack Hartman fouling out, 0 points on the night.
Did not score. Had a few rebounds and certainly altered some shots, played some good defense, but now Geiger has to come back in. Troy is right in this game. They're down 11, just south of 5 minutes to go. Nemaha Central with the ball. Here's Schmelzley, right side on the wing, still holding up top to Peterson, left side to Free. Puts it on the dribble, kicks it back up top. Peterson lost it, picks it back up. Now setting up Olberding, good shooter, and that's why Wide open, Evan Olverding. He cans a three. Big shot, NC.
Boy, Nemaha needed that right now. Their offense has been pretty stagnant here in the second half, but a big-time three against that zone might force Troy out of it. Next defensive possession.
Olverding hits at 42% from three. That is a very good number, and he's hit 20 of them so far this year. 40-26, and now Troy turns it over.
Yep. Quickly up the floor. There we go.
Here's Free. Step off the 2 feet with the jam again.
Hey, that was a head fake, B-Tad.
We've seen a few head fakes here tonight. What a swing, though. 5-0 spurt by the Thunder. Back up 42-26. Geiger trying to answer, and it's halfway down and out on a three. Another free rebound. He's inching towards a double-double.
Was a 10-point game. It was a turnover here on NC, just too sped up. It was a 10-point game not too long ago.
Timeout by Troy here to stop the clock at 3:48, waiting to see if it's a full or a 30. It's a full, so we'll step aside as well. Nemaha Central 42, Troy 26, 3:48 left in this game. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tam, and MJ in studio. Troy trying to mount a comeback, but Nemaha Central, a little bit of a spurt before that Troy timeout. Back up by 16 at 42-26, 3:40 to go. Troy out of the timeout, needing a bucket here.
Big-time defense in this second half by Troy, but Nemaha Central has really answered with defense of their own.
Battle at midcourt. Wirtz coming away with a steal. They get it up the floor. Two-on-one break. Olverding finishing. He's got seven.
He's got five of the last 7 points for Nemaha Central, but again, the defense ramping up for the Thunder.
And Troy had it down to 10 just a couple minutes ago, but it's now up to 18 for Nemaha Central, 44-26. Now trying to answer is Rosenberger, left a three short, rebound Olverding.
At this point, you're seeing Troy really wanting to hit the outside shots. They hit three of them, but now struggling once again.
Boy, Schmelzley, a hard drive from the left corner. He took a lot of contact there. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, foul there by Logan Blevins. That was on the backside of it, or the front side of it. But coming from the backside was Henry Geiger. He had a clean block. If Blevins doesn't foul, that's a clean block going the other way. But two foul shots coming up here for Mr. Schmelzley, who's had a great game.
Three threes, 9 points, trying to score in a different way, and he finally does with his first free throw. He's now 10 of 12 at the line this season. Nemaha Central's got some good free throw shooters. 10 points for Schmelzley, 45-26, and now he goes 2 for 2, and the lead is back to 20. So, again, just a couple minutes ago it was down to 10, but a thunder spurt has him up 20 with now under 3 minutes to go.
Troy's kind of thunderstruck right now with his defense by Nemaha Central, and Blevins tries to throw it off of Nemaha, and he can't. Turnover again on Troy. These are just unforced errors, B-Tad, because you're dribbling to the short corner. You know what that sideline is? It's another defender. Two guys show up. Now you're triple team, basically, on that sideline. Not a place you want to be.
Now the clock in the favor of Nemaha Central as Schmelzley brings it into the front court. Left side pass to Olverding. Darts into the paint. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Strothman, who's in. Now Wirtz, a post touch, using some muscle, missed the shot. Second chance by Schmelzley, didn't go. Now Troy clears it away with Bowe. There's 2.5 minutes left, 20-point lead. That ball was kicked, and there's the stoppage of play.
2:27 to go in this one. At this point, it would take a miraculous shift in this ball game, but I think it's safe to say that I think Nemaha Central and St. Mary's, that'll be an amazing ball game on Saturday.
I mean, that's that Tyson Holyfield level stuff. I mean, we still got 2:20. 20, but again, just the defense just of Nemaha Central, I think, has been the most impressive part of tonight. Blevins tries a deep three. Geiger, good position for the rebound. Nearly had an and one. Geiger will go to the line for two.
And that's something that, again, no Colby Free in the game. You have opportunities now to really attack the glass. But, Troy, ever since Jack Hartman fouled out of this game, that's when the game was at 10 points. He fouls out. That defensive presence, that help side defense, and that just physicality not on the floor, Nemaha Central's taking advantage.
Yeah, that's a great point. You're right. I mean, it was when Hartman was on the floor, the comeback was there, and as soon as he fouled out of the game, it's really been all Nemaha. So that is definitely worth a note. Geiger made the first free throw, and his second good, too. So he's 3 for 4 tonight at the line and has 7 points to go along with 4 rebounds. 46-28, Nemaha Central at 2:08 to go. Shuler into the game, trying to dump it into Mackey. Blevins trying to get a steal, knocked it out of bounds.
And, you know, a lot of teams, they could go to a lot of different midseason tournaments and have maybe easier opponents and just pick up a few wins. But you go to a tournament like this to get better, and Troy's going to get this on tape. They're going to be able to take out of this game a lot of positives that they can work on and make themselves better. Again, in 1A Division I in their sub-state, they can still make a very deep run. This is, again, a 6th-ranked team in Class 3A that they're playing tonight.
Officially at the 2-minute mark left in this game, Nemaha Central with the ball up top with Carter Hike, and certainly no hurry or rush for Nemaha Central, trying to wrap this game up and go to 11-0. Trapped here in the corner is Strothman.
Timeout.
They get a timeout for Coach Thomas. So 30, we'll keep it right here. Well, again, an 18-point Nemaha Central lead at 1:49 to go. Colby Free, a double-double tonight, 12 points. And I believe 12 rebounds.
Yeah, give it to him. Just give it to him.
Oh, 11. We got 11. Okay.
11,
12 and 11.
12 and 11 and two emphatic dunks.
A couple blocks, too. He had 5 blocks against Hiawatha on Tuesday and is averaging 3.5 blocks per game on the year.
And if that young man does not have 2 to 3 blocks every single game at 6'8", the way that he, you know, a lot of times you see a kid that size in high school, coordination's maybe not that good. He is a very coordinated individual and able to really just defend the paint really, really well. And what impressed me the most was the lock on Hartman early in the game. He was patient and waited for Hartman to finish his move. Shot went up, and then he rejected it.
He can put it on the floor. Just tough matchup for anyone. And here's Hike. That's going to be a turnover. He went over the line, and midcourt line can't do that. So NC gives it back to Troy at 1:40 to go.
He just wants to get the ball and just run straight up the middle, okay? Don't have him dribbling backwards.
Troy with the basketball, trying to find some momentum. Geiger look, spins out. Goodness, just decent look and halfway down and out. Rebound for Schmelzley. Final 1:25. Nemaha Central trying to run this bad boy out. Stay undefeated. Advance
nice
to Saturday. Beautiful pass. Shuler for two. Shuler, a kid who doesn't score a whole bunch, but end of the books in this one here tonight.
What great handles there by Caleb Schmelzley.
Oh, look at that little move by Poe, and he finishes and one. That was a difficult finish.
Kind of a Euro step around, absorbed contact, spun it with a little bit of English off the glass, B-10.
48-30 at 1:05 to go. Well, certainly Troy played a much better second half. Again, offense was hard to come by, but certainly their defensive effort ramped up as Poe couldn't connect the three-point play. Schmelzley another rebound. And we're down to officially a minute to go.
I mean, they give up almost the same amount of points as they did in the first half. However, it was a much better defensive second half. Nemaha Central ended up hitting a lot more shots in the second half, and it wasn't easy shots like they had in the first half.
There's a bump and a foul near midcourt against Blevins. That'll be his third. Stops the clock at 45 seconds. And free throws coming for Schmelzley, who has had a good game tonight. 11 points and 4 rebounds, 3 threes. 2 for 2 at the line. I was waiting for it, but it didn't happen that time. As he knocks in the first.
Yeah, William Leaguer waiting to check in for the first time tonight as well.
Nemaha Central putting the finishing touches. Second one high off the heel into the hands of Troy and Rosenberger. And now they push the tempo. There's a foul. Stops the clock at 42 seconds, and they get Mackey.
You know, I firmly believe that Schmelzley saw that Leaguer was there coming in for him on the second free throw. I said, you know, I want to miss this one. I don't want to come out yet.
I believe it. Here's Bo driving, dumping it down. Good pass to Geiger, and missed the shot. Mackey, good defense, pulls down the rebound.
Yep. I don't see another shot going up in this one, B-Ted. Coach John Thomas has been doing this a long time. Coach Rodville says no fouls. And
call off the Dawgs.
The Dawgs.
Well, 20 seconds, and we are, in fact, going to have the heavyweight showdown Saturday afternoon. The first meeting of the season for St. Mary's and Nemaha Central. Battle of Unbeatens for the Thunder Classic Championship.
It's going to be a great game. I'm excited for it. And, again, Troy's got nothing to hang their head on because this is a really good Nemaha Central team. Maybe one of the best Coach John Thomas has had in 30 years.
A 49-30 Nemaha Central win as they advance to take on St. Mary's in Saturday's championship game. Our postgame show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up and get you back to it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Back one final time. The winners tonight, St. Mary's over Rock Creek. And in the second game, it's Nemaha Central going to 11-0 as they take care of Troy. 49-30. Jake Spaulding, MJ Brandon, one final time. And setting up the monster showdown between two of the top teams and unbeatens in Class 3A Saturday afternoon.
I mean, you got two teams in the top eight in Class 3A, two teams at the top of the Big East League. You got two teams that, you know, when they face each other, it's for postseason ramifications. This is happening midseason time, and this might be round one of potentially three between these two, because I can see both of these teams, St. Mary's and Nemaha Central, making it to a state tournament because of the way the new sub-state bracketing system will come into play. I know that Boz and I talk about it a lot on the scoreboard show, but it is so entertaining to me that even though we've got multiple teams in the same sub-state, there's still going to be two that come out of each one because of the seeding.
Right.
And so I think this is going to be real exciting to see those two. Tomorrow's game, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, means absolutely nothing. You know, we're going to hype it up. It's a big-time matchup. It's great, great opponents. But it really means nothing in the long-term scheme of things. It's going to be great to get it on film, great to get it on tape. And I'll tell you, the Troy and Rock Creek game, that one's going to be a good game, I think, as well.
Another tough task for Troy after, again, they got to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and get ready for a top-three team in 4A.
That's right. But I'll tell you that tonight, Nemaha Central, we talked about during the Rock Creek-St. Mary's game, defense is a John Thomas staple. He learned it from his dad, and I know that he would give credit to Kenny. But Kenny was a phenomenal coach for so many years at Jackson Heights, and defense was the style. And offense, you know, you're going to score 40 points a game. But I don't care if you're scoring 40 points a game if you're giving up 22 points a game. That's what this team is. They've got length. They're able to stretch out. They're able to do everything that they can do on the defensive side of things. And they'll score. They've definitely put up some numbers this year. You know, sometimes they got 64 against Hanover back in the beginning, 65 against Royal Valley, 59 against Holton. But they are going to live in the 40s, in the low 50s offensively, and they're okay with that because of how good their defense is.
Giving up 30 points a game coming in, Troy scores 30 points tonight in what was a 19-point Nemaha Central win. Let's get you the final numbers in this game for Nemaha Central. Again, now 11-0 on the season. They got 12 points apiece from Colby Free and Caleb Schmelzley. Schmelzley hit three threes in the game, had four rebounds as well. Free had 11 rebounds for a double-double, a couple emphatic blocks in the first half. They got 9 from Caden Peterson, most of that work in the first half. They got 7 from Olberding. Also got 4 points, 6 rebounds from Derek Wirtz, 2 points apiece from J.D. Schuler and Jack Mackey. They also got 1 point from Mr. Carter Hike. On the other side for Troy, their record now 7-3. They had 3 players with 7 points, Logan Blevins, Gannon Bowe, and Henry Geiger. They also got 5 points from Rosenberger and 4 points from Hunter Ingeman off the bench. Some of the team numbers, Troy, 16 turnovers, 24 rebounds. They were 5 of 9 at the line. Nemaha Central, 32 rebounds, 14 turnovers. They were 5 of 10 at the line. All right, player of the game time, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, helping us provide that, Mr. Spaulding.
I'll tell you one thing right now. You know, when you look at the scorebook and you're looking at the totals and everything that goes into it, Colby Free is the runaway, but I'm not going to go with the obvious. I just don't like doing that because I'm going to go with
you
the man.
You didn't in the first game either.
Right,
you did not.
Right.
You went off the shoe a little
bit. I did, and I'm going to do it again. Here, I'm going to go with Caleb Schmelzley, the 6'4" sophomore. He comes in averaging just 4 points a game, B-Tad, and he was a big spark for this Nemaha team today. He finishes the game, as you mentioned, with 12 points on the night, hitting 3 big-time 3-pointers. Again, you're not averaging 4 points a game while shooting a high percentage from the outside. So the ability for him to be that spark for John Thomas's team tonight is the reason why I'm picking him to be our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player of the game.
There it is. Caleb Schmelzley, the 6'4" sophomore, 12 points, and again, 3 threes on the night. Another win for head coach John Thomas and Nemaha Central, now 11-0. As they will get undefeated St. Mary's on Saturday afternoon, which, again, I believe a 2:30 start time, estimated 2:30 start time. Again, the third-place matchup, which, again, intriguing matchup with
yes.
Rock Creek and Troy, will be at 1 o'clock. Again, estimated start time. But, again, we will have the championship game for you Saturday afternoon right here on KNZA with a battle of top teams in Class 3A. It'll be Nemaha Central and St. Mary's. I think this place is going to be rocking and rolling on Saturday afternoon. Well, partner, a lot of fun here tonight, man. We had a good time and saw 2 good games and ready to wrap things up here this weekend again with Nemaha Central and St. Mary's. Appreciate the hard work, MJ in studio. We always appreciate the work from our board ops and studio producers. For Jake, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you Saturday afternoon. Oh, by the way, we'll be back to it tomorrow. And I should mention, we're going to have Jeff West, Perry LeCompton, a semifinals at the Valley Falls Tournament. I will be over there tomorrow night. So we're going to have that broadcast around 7:30, leading you up to the high school scoreboard show. And then Saturday, right back here in Seneca for the championship with Nemaha and St. Mary's. Again, for MJ, Jake, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio.